In this bulletin, thousands of students across Melbourne return to on-campus learning. United States President Donald Trump claims he's fully recovered from COVID-19. And in the tennis, Rafael Nadal claims a record-equalling 20th Grand Slam title. The latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Thousands of students across Melbourne are returning to the classroom for the first time in almost 10 weeks. Children in primary school, special school and years 7, 11 and 12 will resume on-site learning today. Year 10 students enrolled in VCE or VCAL programs will also be allowed on campus for those classes. Students in years 8 to 10 are due to return in a fortnight. Australia has held discussions over plans to reopen international travel with Pacific nations, Japan, Singapore and South Korea. Arrangements have been finalised to allow tourists from New Zealand to visit New South Wales and the Northern Territory without having to undergo quarantine from Friday. New Zealand wants to see more days without community transmission in Australia before it reciprocates the arrangement and allows Australians to travel to New Zealand without needing to quarantine. Mr Morrison says the travel bubble arrangements have to be dealt with carefully.
We have to go cautiously on this, very, very cautiously. Now, COVID-19 hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. And it is no less aggressive today than it was 6 months ago. And we need to keep the habit of COVID-safe behaviours, whether it's here in Queensland or New South Wales or Victoria or Western Australia or anywhere else. Borders don't protect you from the virus. The virus moves.
United States President Donald Trump has claimed he's fully recovered from COVID-19 and isn't a transmission risk to others. The president spent 3 days in hospital after revealing he had tested positive earlier this month. His physician says the president has taken a test showing he's no longer infectious and there's no evidence of actively replicating the virus, but didn't directly say whether he tested negative. But Mr. Trump has told Fox News he no longer has COVID-19. Meaning he can return to holding large campaign rallies ahead of next month's presidential election.
And not only that, it seems like I'm immune, so I can go way out of a basement, which I would have done anyway, and which I did, because you have to run a country, you have to get out of the basement, and it looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time, it could be a lifetime, nobody really knows, but I'm immune, so the president is in very good shape.
Meanwhile, Twitter has flagged as misleading a tweet by Donald Trump suggesting he has coronavirus immunity. Those experiencing domestic violence in Australia's Indian community are especially being urged to seek help. Not-for-profit group Harman Foundation says a boost in demand for its services has let it launch a new 24/7 domestic violence hotline. The organisation caters predominantly to women from the Indian subcontinent. Harman Foundation co-founder Harinder Kaur says more action needs to be taken to prevent further domestic violence deaths like that of Indian student Kamaljeet Sidhu in May.
Since the COVID happens, since March, our calls has gone from, maybe 10 a week has gone to now 50, 60 a week minimum. And we couldn't cater it without proper expansion of our services.
In the tennis, Rafael Nadal has defeated world number one Novak Djokovic in straight sets in the French Open final to claim a record-equalling 20th Grand Slam title. With his record improving 13th triumph at Roland Garros, the Spaniard is now tied with Swiss Roger Federer as the player with the most men's singles major titles. Nadal has only ever lost 2 matches at the French Open. The 34-year-old has congratulated Djokovic for what he says was another great tournament.
For me, winning here in our time is, I even cannot say dream, no, it's something that I, is out of my, I'm out of my better thoughts, no, so yeah, super happy for everything. For me, as everybody know here, this court is the most important court in my tennis career, no, the court that I enjoyed more special moments than today was one of these.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, possible late shower and 20 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, possible afternoon showers and 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 26. Brisbane, much the same and 28. Cairns, possible showers, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.